Good morning. One of the things we like to do every week here is study the scriptures together. We believe that the scriptures speak with the same relevance and same authority that Jesus Christ himself speaks to us with. So we want to come to the scriptures, studying it, taking it seriously, seeking to learn what God has for us to learn here. We're finishing our Romans series, Romans part 3. As you know, as we transition to the last few chapters of Romans, there's a greater emphasis on how we work out our belief in the gospel in day-to-day life. So he spent a lot of time actually teaching us what the gospel was, that we were sinners and that Jesus died in our place, that he took our sins upon himself on the cross, that he gives us resurrection life. And there was a lot of that unfolded week after week in the first 11 chapters of Romans. So then in chapter 12, we hit this turn where he said, in view of God's mercy, now offer your bodies as living sacrifices. And then my thesis would be that chapter 13, chapter 14, 15, 16, as we move through these last chapters, he's showing us what that looks like for us to view God's mercy and then live out in a new way what it looks like to trust his mercy. This week, we're calling it, as we move into chapter 13, submit to authority. Submit to authority. These are hard words. This is not something our culture is into. We tend to have an anti-authority culture. So it's helpful to kind of understand where we are in the broader culture when we attack the scriptures to say, okay, this is going to be difficult for us, right? This is going to be hard for us to hear. Now, the flip side of that is the most common temperament of a soldier is one who likes to follow rules. So there's this kind of tension I have of, if you study Myers-Briggs temperament profile stuff, I forget what it is. Is it ISTJ? Is that what it is? Anyway, it's the most common temperament in the army is the type of person that likes structure and likes rules. So I feel a little conflicted here. I know our broader culture doesn't like rules. I know folks in the army tend to like rules. You probably can guess where I land on that if you know me very well. I struggle a little bit in this area. But we're going to look at it in chapter 13, verses 1 through 14. Chapter 13, if you don't have a Bible, you can open up the black Bibles in front of you to page 948. If you want to turn there, page 948. In the black Bibles, or if you got your own Bible, it's Romans chapter 13. I'll tell you a little story that might help you figure out where I land on the whole authority versus authority, you know, non-authority, love authority, hate authority, where you are. There's a little Chinese restaurant down the street that we used to eat at quite regularly. Nice Chinese buffet, had great sushi. I'm sad to say it's not open anymore. We would go in there often, though, as a staff team, eat there together. Great place to have a chat and gorge ourselves on way too much food. So we enjoyed going there quite regularly. They had a little room air conditioner, the kind that roll, you know what I'm talking about? You can roll in and out of different rooms and just plug it into the window and it air conditions the room, kind of like we've got one in the drum kit as well. So this little movable air conditioner, and it had a big sign on it that said, do not touch. And so I had this habit of every time we would go to the restaurant, we would come in and the hostess would be, you know, asking us how many, and I would just kind of gently touch the air conditioner as she was asking us how many we had to sit that. So that might give you a picture of where I struggle in the authority issue. I struggle with rules that seem arbitrary and don't really seem to make sense, right? And I think we all struggle with rules and authorities in different ways, right? If you're the type that loves to obey authority, your issue would be thinking that